The White House confirmed three other resignations from the president's cabinet today: Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham, Education Secretary Rod Paige, and Ann Veneman, the Secretary of Agriculture. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
None of the three other cabinet secretaries had as high a profile as did Powell. The best known may have been Spencer Abraham, who served one term as a Republican senator from Michigan. In his letter of resignation, he said during his tenure, the Department of Energy developed the nation's first comprehensive energy plan in over a decade and implemented 90% of its recommendations. But Abraham was unable to get Congress to approve some of the most far-reaching of the administration's energy goals, including opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling. Page, whose resignation was made known last week, presided over the drafting of the No Child Left Behind Act, a centerpiece of the Bush administration's domestic policy, which set standards for school children in reading and math. But later in the first term, Page was forced to apologize for calling the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, a terrorist organization. Ann Veneman was the nation's first woman agriculture secretary, and she saw through the enactment of a major farm bill. In her letter of resignation, she praised the president, saying his vision and leadership have strengthened the nation's farm economy and reinvigorated America's heartland. Today's resignations, combined with last week's announcements that Attorney General John Ashcroft and Commerce Secretary Donald Evans will be stepping down, bring to six the number of departures from the president's 15-member cabinet so far since Election Day. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said that's not unusual.
Look back over history and look at the way this has happened in previous administrations. I think that this is probably similar to the way it's happened in previous administrations.
In fact, since World War II, the average length of stay by a cabinet member is less than 3 years. Richard Nixon replaced his entire cabinet during his 5 years in office. Bill Clinton had seven new cabinet secretaries in place at the start of his second term. James Thurber, director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University in Washington, says it's hard to glean much from the changes so far in the Bush cabinet.
I think it's a reflection of how he would like to operate again in the second term, bringing fresh faces, new energy, pushing policies in each of these areas. However, his major policy initiatives do not apply to any of these secretaries, and that is Social Security and tax reform.
White House officials won't comment publicly on the prospect of more resignations, but they're viewed as likely as Mr. Bush reshapes his administration to prepare for the battles ahead. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.